Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley issued a statement last night that President Trump is no longer considered a transmission risk to others, 10 days after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He did not say whether the president had tested negative for the virus. The number of coronavirus cases is rising in many states, with the U.S. hitting more than 50,000 new infections a day. NPR's Will Stone reports.
With cases climbing in more than two dozen states, the U.S. is hurtling toward a devastating rebound in cases and deaths. In fact, a model from the University of Washington predicts about 150,000 additional deaths by the end of the year. There's still uncertainty, but Dr. Michael Mina at Harvard says during the colder months, people move indoors, and that's when coronavirus spreads most easily, and people who are at higher risk of serious illness will get infected.
We're likely to see massive explosions of cases and outbreaks that could potentially, make what we've seen so far look like it hasn't been that much.
Currently, infections are highest in the middle of the country, with big spikes in Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Montana, and Idaho. Will Stone, NPR News, Washington.
Cleanup is underway in Louisiana after Hurricane Delta came ashore Friday night near the same area where Hurricane Laura had struck in August. Governor John Bel Edwards urged residents to look out for each other as they try to cope with the aftermath of a second major storm in 6 weeks.
I do ask people to continue to be good neighbors to one another, and I know that that's happening out there right now with more volunteers than can be counted. Churches and other religious organizations are out there. People are just being good neighbors to one another.
The storm knocked down trees and power lines. Hundreds of thousands of customers lost electrical service. Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett get underway on Capitol Hill this week. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Republicans want to vote before the election.
Senate Democrats are expected to press Judge Barrett on several key issues, including abortion and whether she would recuse herself from a potential presidential election dispute. Georgetown Law professor Paul Butler says Barrett will also face questions about a pending challenge to the Affordable Care Act.
If she doesn't recuse herself with regard to this case, it's likely that she would tip the balance in favor of overturning Obamacare, either in a narrow way based on the specific provision that the court is considering, or more broadly.
The Supreme Court is expected to hear the legal challenge to the ACA next month. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A Texas order that limits ballot drop-off boxes to one per county will stay in effect for now. A federal judge had struck down the order as unconstitutional Friday. An appeals court has now granted an injunction to keep the limitation in place while it considers the case. Activists say restricting absentee ballot boxes to one per county infringes on the right to vote. The largest county in the state, Harris County, is roughly 1,700 square miles and has millions of voters. Broadway will be dark for at least the first 5 months of next year. As Jeff London reports, the Broadway League, which represents theater owners and producers, says that ticket sales are suspended until May 30th.
When Broadway shut down in March, it was enjoying a lucrative and busy season. 16 shows were preparing to open in the spring. But COVID-19 stopped the business, which has an impact of close to $15 billion on the New York economy and employs close to 100,000 people. Several shows decided to close permanently, including Disney's Frozen. There's no timeline for Broadway to return. The Broadway League says they are committed to reopening, quote, as soon as conditions permit us to do so. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Health officials in India say the number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus reached 7 million today. It's second in the world only to the U.S. with 7.7 million. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.